To bring it right point to Keith. High slot now to the left circle to Taves. Turning away to the board. Sets up Keith left point. Winds up. Fires. Score! His first goal of the year! Duncan Keith, no goals in his past 67 games. Lights the lamp on a Hawk power play. It's 1-0 Hawks.
Let's go.
3-2-1.
Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
We're efforting Duncan Keith, which means we're trying to find him. But in the meantime, let me plug his event, Keith Relief. The Chicago Blackhawks Foundation and Duncan Keith holding the annual charity concert, Keith Relief, Monday, February 26th. Starts at 7 o'clock. You'll be home by, 11:15.
Yeah.
It's at Joe's on Weed Street and features low cash.
I've been to four of these events.
They're great.
Keith Relief's, they're the best time.
Yeah, great.
I love that venue.
He's probably there now doing a sound check.
Probably, yeah.
All proceeds benefit Keith Relief and the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana. VIP reception prior, from the first hour from 7 to 8. Meet the band, meet a lot of Hawks, say hi to Dunks. Silent auction throughout the event. General admission, it's only $80.
That's
cheap for an event
that's
like
that's
really
what
good.
You get.
Yeah.
And you can get, sometimes the players are mixing drinks. I think Jalmerson made me a cocktail last year.
Is that why he's in Phoenix now?
Yeah.
Was it called the Hammer?
You know what? I don't think he had to ask me what to put in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
That would make sense. This is why you know your booze. You're so good with booze.
It's totally un-booze related.
Right. VIP tickets, $275. That's for the deal up front and all of that. And plus, you get to take one of the Hawks home.
That's
not accurate.
That's cool.
Tickets available as of last Friday, and there's still a few left, but not a lot. You can go to DuncanKeith.com/Keith-Relief-Concert.
I love my boots broken. I love my camo hat. Don't mind a little paint on my jeans. Yeah, I roll like that. I love driving my truck across a railroad track. If you hit it too quick, it'll hit you right back. A fresh cut feel with a first frost on, how it shines like gold when the sun.
Low cash, I love this life as Duncan Keith joins us. We were just talking about Keith Relief, the concert, Dunks, and welcome to the program. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, congrats on another big party you're about to throw. This is a great thing. You know, it started off, Dave, I don't know if you remember, Dunk's first party, it was just him and three other guys. Now, it's Joe's on Weed Street, and it's a huge event, so you should be very proud of that.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it. It's come a long way. I've obviously had a lot of help. Ashley Hinton, who works for our hockey team, she does a lot of work for this, so I appreciate the help that she gives and all a lot of the other front office staff that help out too, so it should be fun. I'm excited about it.
By the way, I think I mentioned this, but in case I didn't, Ronald McDonald House Charities is of Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana. Part of the folks that benefit from this, and look, what's more worthy than Ronald McDonald House taking care of families when their kids are sick and all that? How you doing?
I'm doing okay. It's been obviously a frustrating year on the ice and where we're at and the standings, and so that's been different. But other than that, things are good. I got spending lots of time with my son and enjoying time with him. But it'd be nice to get a few more wins.
Sure. How old is that little squirt now?
He's 4 years old now. So
and has he got any tips? Is he going, hey, Dad, maybe if you guys do this or that, is he helping?
Yeah, a little bit. There on the drive home after the game there, he asked me if we're trying to lose sometimes. No, we're not trying to lose. But, so he enjoys going to the games, and he's always happier after a win.
Sure. talking to Duncan Keith. I think, you know, that's one of the frustrating things, right? I mean, I'm lucky enough to know you guys a bit, and you know, go out skating their fannies off. And when you're used to winning, it's not just that you guys raise the bar for us as fans. You raise the bar for you guys as a team.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
No, exactly. I mean, it's, you know, we've had a lot of success in the past, and that's, I'm sure it's frustrating. You know, as players, we're so focused on what's in the room, but we know that, you know, the standard's there, and it obviously hasn't been met this year, so it's disappointing. It's I feel for the fans. I know that they're used to watching, you know, a lot of, you know, good hockey and a lot of championship caliber teams. So obviously we've got our work cut out for us to be better and figure out a way to do that.
Yeah, and it ain't over until the fat lady sings, and the fat lady's not even in line for pizza yet. You know what I'm saying,
right,
Dave Ennett?
That's right. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Duncan, it seems like this last week was kind of the season in a nutshell, because it's against Anaheim. You get the goal. You guys get out to a lead. And even though you ended up losing the game, the game had a better feel to it. Then you have a terrific performance against Washington. But then you get the Kings, and it seemed like just from the start, you weren't quite there. Does that kind of sum up in your mind the way the season's gone for you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there hasn't been a whole lot of consistency. Usually to have some success in the league, you have to be consistent. So
sure,
everybody knows how close teams are in the league and the parity across the board. So the one thing you need to have is that consistency, and you know, that can be a difference for sure. So
I have to ask you, as a two-time Olympic gold medalist, do you miss it this year?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was watching it the other day, thinking back to some of the memories I had of being first time in Vancouver in 2010,
yep.
And then the last one in Russia, Sochi. So, it was an amazing experience, and just being able to go to one, and then, you know, and be able to go to the one in Russia as well. So getting two, and then obviously topping it off to win both of them. So for me, it's a special experience. You get to meet other athletes, you get to watch other events, and you get to see just how much effort and you know, how hard the other, you know, athletes train in their sport and the dedication they have. So I have a lot of respect for Olympic athletes.
Sure.
And, you know, it's obviously cool to watch some of the events.
What's your second favorite event at the Olympics, the Winter Games after hockey?
I don't know. I think it's pretty neat to see those downhill skiers when they go flying down.
They're out of their minds.
You think?
Yeah, they're going.
They're out of their minds. 80 miles an hour on skis. You know what I love? I love that snowboard thing.
The snowboard cross.
Snowboard cross, oh, yeah. Where you got six people going at the same time. It's bananas. I could watch that all day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a neat one.
So, all right, before we let you go, you know, Corey Crawford not being in the net, that's a big deal. That's a big difference. And Forsberg, mm-hmm. I think Forsberg's going to be a really good goalie, maybe an A-line top flight goalie, but he hasn't had enough reps. He'll get there, I think. When Glass was here, it was a tough position for him to be in. But you and the defenders, you guys, the back line guys, you have so much communication with the goalie and stuff. That's got to be a big deal for you guys, too, that he's not been in the net.
Well, I think our whole team benefits from, you know, obviously Corey being in net, and we all know how good he is and how much he means to our team, especially with the last two cup wins that we've had and how instrumental he's been in that success. So it's tougher, but, you know, like you said, I think, you know, Jeff Glass and Forsberg, they've come in and they've given us a chance. And so I just think that it's always tough, and it's never a good thing if you're relying on the goalie as much as we have. So, now that's a team problem, and there's no doubt that we've missed Corey, but you know, other teams have missed great players and had injuries to players.
Yeah, that's true.
Some way. So I don't think there's a reason to, you know, to give excuses. And like I said, at the end of the day, if we're relying on our goaltender that much, that's never a good thing.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah. I'll let you go on this. How do you keep your legs in a position to still play the number of minutes you have now that you're one of the old guys on the team?
Well, I think it just comes down to the training that I end up doing in the off seasons. I think that's really just, you know, just keeping at it and sticking with it. And, you know, I guess there's a little bit of being scared to lose it. So
there you go.
You know, I never want to, you know, let my foot off the gas. So I feel like I've always been dedicated in the off season to training hard and keeping my legs strong. And, you know, I'm sure I'll be at it again.
Yeah, and of course, you got extra incentive now because your son's watching you and coaching you, and you don't want to cross him.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
he cracks the whip on me in the morning.
After that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Hey, Bruce Phelan, I believe that's right, sent in the MB Financial Bank, MB Means Business fan question. Says, in all the games you've played from the time you were a little kid through the juniors, before you got to the Hawks and after the Hawks, right through today, is there one game that stands out, your favorite game of all time?
I don't know. I mean, there's so many games. I mean, I've got games as a child. I'd probably have a handful of different games that maybe stick out. I remember as a kid, we played in a tournament, and it was down to the championship game, and we were in the finals, and it was overtime, and every 2 minutes they would take a player off.
Oh, really?
So we got down to 2-on-2 in the championship game, and then I looked at my buddy, and it was me and a guy named Kevin Webb, and we looked at each other, and I said we got to end this, because I had a feeling I would have been the last guy out there. I didn't want to be one-on-one, you know, for the whole tournament. I would have. So he won the draw back to me, and I chipped it over to him and went beelined it straight to the net. He passed it to me, and I finished it off. So, I mean, that was when we were 12 years old and won the championship. It was pretty
Isn't that cool? That's a great story. Well, I love that you still remember that. That's a great story. Well, congrats to Bruce. Bruce gets an autographed Chicago Blackhawks hockey puck from MB Financial Bank. MB Means Business. And before all the tickets are gone, get yours for Keith Relief, featuring low cash and a whole bunch of good times, really reasonably priced, too. $80 general admission, $275 gets you the pre-concert VIP situation. A lot of Hawks will be there. You can meet the band and a bunch of other people as well. It's Keith Relief, doing a good thing again this year. And tickets on sale now. The show itself is Monday night, February 26th. DuncanKeith.com/Keith-Relief-Concert, or just Google up Duncan Keith Concert and you'll get it there. Appreciate the time, man. Go get one tonight.
I appreciate it too, guys. Thanks for having me.
See you later.
Thanks.
Duncan Keith from your Chicago Blackhawks.